Hey guys, welcome back. This week, my friend Leslie from Fight Master Yoga is going to teach you guys a vinyasa flow class. So I'm really stoked to have Leslie on the channel. I've known Leslie for years. We've been teaching yoga together, and she's an amazing teacher. So if you haven't seen her channel, many of you guys found this channel through Leslie's channel. Thank you for that, Leslie.
Of course.
And but if you haven't, make sure to check out her channel, Fight Master Yoga. And I hope you enjoy her class today, Vinyasa Flow class. Hopefully she doesn't kick your butt too hard. I'm not sure what she's got planned. All right, guys. Make sure to like, subscribe to Leslie's channel, and leave a comment below. Let me know how the class goes.
So we'll begin sitting up nice and tall. I'm sitting on the edge of a cushion to lift the hips, so if you have something to sit up on, I would definitely recommend it. And have two blocks available and a strap just in case. So once you find your sitting bones, ground down there and start to lift away and just close your eyes. And begin to take some longer breaths in and out through your nose. Keep lifting the chest as your shoulder blades relax. Relax your jaw. Release any tension around the neck. And we'll set an intention for our practice today. Bring your hands together in front of your hearts. So may our practice today give us our strength and energy that we need so that we can do the best possible things with our life today. And add any intention you like. Then releasing your hands, let your eyes softly blink open, and we'll come in a child's pose. So if you have a cushion, you can move it off to the side. And take your big toes together with your knees slightly apart so your belly can rest between the thighs, and reach your arms forward. Arms are shoulders distance apart. Find some nice activeness in the arms. So you're lifting your forearms away from the mat, turning your triceps down, your biceps up, and then press a little extra into the thumb and first finger side of the hands. But press also through the base of all of your fingers. And then keeping the arms nice and active, keep the fingers spreading wide. Take an inhale. Exhale, come up onto your knees, tuck your toes and move your ankles behind your knees and lift into downward facing dog. Want your arms to be shoulder distance still, so basically the same arms and hands, and your feet about hips distance. And then bend your knees and take your chest back towards your thighs. To lengthen out through the spine. Keep your buns up high. You can stay right with this, or you can begin to straighten your legs. If it's too much to straighten them, if it feels too tight, keep a little bend. Also, you could bicycle, bending one knee and the other to start to warm up your hamstrings if they need a little bit of warming. And then let's bend both knees again. Try and touch your belly all the way back toward your thighs or in that direction, and then start to straighten through the legs. Spinning the inner thighs back, press the heels toward the floor. And keep lifting the weight up through the hips and reaching it down through the heels. And then as you inhale, make your way into plank pose, top of a push-up. And then exhale here, keep lifting the belly, press away from the floor. And now take your knees down to the floor. Keep your toes tucking under. On your inhale, drop your belly and bring your chest forward. Lift your chin, lift your tailbone. As you exhale, press away from the floor, round the back, chin toward chest, tucking the tail. Again, inhale to come forward. Widening across the collarbones. Exhale to round your back. Pull the belly and ribs in. Let's do one more inhale. Bring your chest forward. Exhale, rounding the back. And then back into a neutral spine. Move your shoulders right over the wrists and then extend the right leg back and the left leg back for plank. We'll hold for 5 breaths. So keep pulling the belly in, lift the backs of the knees up. Press up between the shoulders. 3 breaths, keep the belly lifting. 2, and then 1, stretch all the way back into down dog. As you're here in down dog, try and turn your outer upper arms, your triceps back towards your feet. As your inner upper arms, your biceps spin forward toward the front of the mat. Then take an inhale here. Exhale everything out. Bend your knees, look up and walk or hop your feet to your hands. Then inhale, lengthen your spine, look up. Exhale, fold forward, bend the knees as needed. Press down through your feet. Inhale, reach all the way up. And exhale, bring the hands down. So to the top of the mat in Tadasana, mountain pose, feet together or hip socket distance apart, whatever feels more stable for you. Find equal standing in the feet. So you're pressing evenly into the base, the big toes, the little toes, inner outer heel, and then lift up a way to firm the legs and find some energy there as you pull your belly in, lengthen through the low back, lift the chest, and keep the chin level with the floor. And then inhale, sweep the arms out, around, and up. Relax the shoulder blades. Exhale, hinge from the hips. Your hips go back as you come forward. Inhale, lengthen the spine, look up. Exhale, step into plank. Now, from plank, you can always take your knees down to the floor for a little more support. We're gonna lower slowly all the way to the belly. So keep your low belly lifted. Shift your shoulders forward about an inch and lower. Slowly, take a couple breaths as you lower. Still lowering. And then all the way down. Untuck your toes. Slide your hands by your low ribs. Press all 10 toenails into the floor. Inhale for cobra. Keep pulling the belly up as you're reaching the buns toward the heels. And then exhale, press up to the knees, tuck the toes, downward dog. Keep the belly lifted. Draw the front ribs in. Take one more long breath in. Exhale everything out, bend the knees, look up, and lightly step or hop your feet. Inhale, lengthen the spine, look up. Exhale, fold forward, shift the hips over the heels if the legs are straight. Rooting through the feet, inhale, reach up. And exhale the hands. Good, so that was Surya Namaskara. We're gonna do it again, but this time we'll just move one breath per movement. So inhale the arms. Exhale, fold forward. Inhale, look up, lengthen. Exhale to plank, and then hug the elbows in lower. You can always have your knees down here. Inhale, upward dog, or stick with cobra. Exhale, downward dog. Good, breathing here. Draw in through the lower belly again, pull the ribs in. Keep stretching the weight up to the hips and reach it down toward the heels. And then another breath in. Exhale it all out, bend the knees, look up, either step or hop your feet forward. Inhale, lengthen halfway, exhale and fold. Press down through the feet, long spine, inhaling. And exhale the hands. I'm gonna do that one more time. Inhale the arms up. Exhale, hinging from the hips, fold. Inhale, lengthen, look up. Exhale, step back. Chaturanga, hug the elbows in. Shoulders no lower than the elbows. And inhale, shoulders over wrists, roll the shoulder heads back, exhale to downward facing dog. So remember, if you ever want to take a rest, you can always take your knees down and take a child's pose. Push the pause button if you like. Now, from here, as you take your next inhale, lift your right leg back and up from the inner thigh. Nice level hips. Then for a moment, we'll bend the knee and open up the hip. Keep reaching the left heel down. Now, squaring off the hips again as you inhale. Exhale, bring your thigh right toward your belly. Take an inhale here. Exhale, step it up by the right thumb. Take the left knee to the floor. Pad up the knee if you need any padding. Inhale for low lunge. Keep the back toes tucked under. Pull the right hip back. Zip in through the belly and then sink forward. Keep pulling your right hip back. You might feel a good stretch here in the front of the left leg. Reach up through arrow straight arms. Take another breath. And then as you exhale, bring your hands down on either side of your foot. If they don't reach, put your hands on your blocks. And now straighten the front leg. Pull the right hip back, lengthen on your inhale, and fold over your straight right leg as you exhale. So feel free, hands on blocks or on the floor. But keep that right hip drawing back a little bit and keep the belly lifting. Take one more breath here. And now bend into that right knee. And this time, come to down dog any way you like. You can go right into it, right into down dog, or you might choose to come to plank and exhale through chaturanga. Inhaling up and exhaling back, up to you. On your next inhale, lift the left leg back and up first from the inner thigh so your hips are nice and level. And then exhale, let's bend the knee, open up the hip a little bit. Keep reaching down through the right heel and press evenly through the arms. And then square off the hips, inhale. Drop that outer left hip. Exhale, bring the thigh right in toward the belly, shoulders over wrists. Take a breath in. Exhale, step the left foot up by the left thumb. Take the right knee down. Pad up the right knee if you need any padding there. And come up into low lunge. Lift your hip bones towards your lower ribs. Drop your tailbone down as you sink forward. Back toes stay tucked under here. It's for a little extra stability. Drawing the left hip back. Relax the shoulder blades. And another breath. And now we'll bring the hands on either side of the front foot and start to straighten that leg. Remember, you can always use your bricks on either side of the ankle. Pull the chest forward, inhale, pull the left hip back, exhale and fold. Keep lengthening out through the spine. We'll just stretch out the hamstrings a bit. Notice that I'm not overly rounding my back. I'm actually trying to keep it pretty long. Good. And then rebending the knee. Again, make your way to down dog any way you like. You can go right back to it, which is what I'll do this time. Or you can come to plank and lower through chaturanga. And inhale to upward facing dog. And exhale to downward facing dog. And we'll take three breaths here. Nice. One more long breath in. Exhale it out. Bend your knees. Keep the hips high. Either step or lightly float the feet forward. Inhale. Look up to lengthen. Exhale and fold. Press through your feet with a long spine. Inhale to reach up. And exhale, bring the hands to the heart, Samasthitihi, and then arms to your sides. With your feet together, or again, you can do hip socket distance apart if that's more comfortable. Bend the knees and come to chair pose. Utkatasana, so sit the weight back into the heels and then drop the tailbone. Exhale, fold over the legs. Inhale, look up to lengthen. Exhale, bend the knees again. Arms reach up by the ears, sit back, weight into the heels. Now shift your weight to your right foot and lift your left leg up. As best you can, keep pinning the right hip in, dropping the left hip down. Then we'll step it back to find a high lunge. So you gotta step it back far enough so that your knee and your ankle line up. So you can kind of shimmy it back if you need to. Then bend your back knee, lift your hip bones towards your lower ribs, pull your right hip back, and then straighten through that leg. Reach up through arrow, straight arm, spinning the triceps forward. Keep these ribs from popping out, so just draw them in. Lift up through the back body. Then inhale, arms to a T. Exhale, the left arm forward, the right arm back, twist. Reach through the opposite arms. Keep lifting in the belly, lifting the hip bones. You can stay right here or leaning forward, bend your left elbow and bring it across. Touching the palms, continue to pull the right hip back, lift the left hip up. Knee over ankle for 3 breaths. 2. Now start to squeeze your inner thighs. Inhale, come back up into your high lunge. Bring your hands to your hips for a little stability. Find a spot to focus on to help with your balance. We're gonna come back to Utkatasana. So stepping the back foot forward. Utkatasana, add the arms. Drop the tailbone. Now shifting the weight over to the left foot. Pick up your right, dropping the right hip down, squeezing the left hip in. And then we'll step it back, finding that high lunge. So again, walk it back as if you need to make sure this knee and ankle line up. Once you have your knee and your ankle lined up, bend your back knee, lift your hip bones up, zip in through the belly, then straighten through the back leg. Stretch up through all 4 sides of your waist. Keep pressing into the front heel. And then inhale, arms to a T. Exhale, left arm back, right arm forward. Try and keep the shoulders above the hips. Keep lifting through the belly here as you breathe. Lifting the back inner thigh. You can stay right with this or lean forward, bend your right elbow, hook it across, pressing your palms in toward your chest. So inhale to create length through your spine. Exhale, pull your left hip back and twist. Lift your right hip up. 2 breaths. Now start to squeeze your outer hips and your inner thighs. Start to come out of this back into your high lunge. And then hands to hips, find a spot to focus on, back to chair. Bending both knees, drop the tailbone, lift up. And now belly to thighs and fold. Take your feet hips width apart if they aren't. And then just grab your elbows and hang. Gently rock side to side. Take a little bend in the knees if that feels better. Or if the legs are straight, firm the leg muscles and shift the weight toward the balls of your feet. Then let the arms hang down lightly. Nod your head yes. Turn your head no. And then with your hands to your hips, come up with a long spine. Inhale. And back to Tadasana, feet hips width or together. And just take a moment here. Close your eyes in Tadasana. And just notice the difference, the shift in the energy. Notice how your body's feeling. And then with the eyes softly blinking open, we'll inhale and sweep the arms up. And hinge from the hips, exhale to come forward. Inhale, look up, lengthen the spine. Exhale, bend the knees, plant the palms, make your way back to plank. And then Knees can be up or down. We're going to lower again all the way to the belly. So shift forward, hug the elbows in, and lower. And bring your arms alongside. Reach your buns to your heels. Pull your belly away from the mat. Press all 10 toenails into the floor so inner thighs lift up. And then next inhale, lift into Shalabhasana, locust. So inner thighs continue to lift up. Keep the back of the neck long. Two more breaths. And release and rest. We're gonna do the same thing, but this time with the arms forward. This is a little more challenging. So reaching your arms forward, continue to lift your hip bones toward your lower ribs and your buns to your heels. Keep the belly pulled in and up. Inhale everything up. So you can stay right with this for a few more breaths. It is challenging. Or you can bring your arms back by your sides. Or if you can easily reach your feet and you're not struggling to, grab the outer edges of the feet, little toe sides of the feet. Lift up, press back. For three, two, and release. Bring your hands by your low ribs and press into upward facing dog or cobra. Then exhale to downward dog. So stretch out the spine here for a couple of breaths. And now looking forward, we're gonna come through and sit, either stepping or hopping to seated. And sit up nice and tall. Feet flat onto the floor, lift the chest. Hold on first behind your knees. Keep the chest lifted, so we're gonna avoid rounding the back here. Pull the belly in. Lean back so your feet come up. You can stay here holding or bring the arms by your sides. Keep belly pulling in. Three breaths. Two. And release. Sitting tall. We're gonna do that one more time. If you don't have any issues with your back, we're gonna next time take it all the way down to the floor. If you do have issues with your back, then you will put your feet down first and then lean back to the floor. So again, sit up nice and tall, pull the belly in, lift through the upper back, and lean back, holding, or hands by your sides. You could also, if you can keep and maintain the length in the spine, you could also straighten the legs. Three, and two. Now, maintaining a long spine, if you don't have any issues with the back, you're gonna start to lean back. If you have issues with the back, please put your feet down and lower all the way to the floor. Otherwise, hovering just above the floor. Just three breaths here. And two. And release everything down. Then we'll hug the knees into the chest. Rock a little side to side. And then take happy baby. Take the little toe sides of the feet. Draw the tailbone toward the floor. Now keep the right leg as it is. Extend your left leg out, half happy baby. Just gets a little deeper into that hip. If it's too deep, you can always keep the left knee bent and the foot onto the floor. Now drawing your right knee into your chest. As you exhale, take it across and twist. And then look over your right shoulder. If that bothers your neck, just look straight up. Try and turn the belly and the ribs to face up toward the ceiling. And then inhale. Making your way back through center, we'll come back to happy baby. Taking the little toe sides of the feet here again. This time, keep the left leg as it is and extend your right. So again, just opening the outer hip a little bit more. And now bringing the knee in toward the chest. Take an inhale here. Exhale, guide it over to the right. And then look over your left shoulder. But again, if that doesn't feel good on your neck, you can look straight up instead. And turn the belly up to face the ceiling. And then inhale, making your way back through center. And then exhale, let's make our way into Shavasana. So extending the legs out. Let your feet flop open, your arms by your sides with your palms facing up. Lengthen through the low back. If you have any discomfort in your back, you could always bend your knees, or you can roll up a blanket and put that underneath the backs of your knees. Once you get into a comfortable position, try to commit to it instead of fidgeting and moving around. So imagine that you're very heavy against the floor. It's a quiet mind, quiet body, Shavasana. Right where you are, take a longer breath in. As you exhale, begin to make some movements in your fingers and your toes, and your hands and feet, and stretch out through your arms and your legs. And then bend your knees, roll off to one side. And carefully press yourself up, let your head come up last. And come into a comfortable seat. I usually like to end with a quote, so I have a quote today from Colin Beavan. Believe with all your heart that how you live your life makes a difference. Because it does. Sitting up nice and tall, let's bring our hands together, our hands to the forehead, reminding us to have clear and loving thoughts. Hands to heart, reminding us to have clear and loving intentions. And the hands to the mouth to remind us to have clear and loving communications. Let's send out all this wonderful energy that you created today to all beings everywhere. Namaste. Great job. Don't forget to push the like button. Subscribe to Tim's channel if you haven't yet. Subscribe to Fight Master Yoga if you haven't yet. And most importantly, have a wonderful day. Thank you so much, Tim, for inviting me to be on your channel. And I hope to see all of you soon. Bye.